course. Okay. I'm a bit lost down here. My mobile's not working very well. This place is deep. It just keeps on going down. I'll keep trying to call you when I can. Jules, I found the lift. If someone's coming to find me, tell them I'm keeping going, because once you leave a bit of this place, you can't get back. There's some kind of auto-locking system on the doors.
Harry!
Whoa!
Harry!
Jules, you've got to get me out of here. Please, Jules, please!
No! No!
Legacy, Episode 2, by David Bishop.
Hi!
Harry! Thought I'd lost
you. You've reached my voicemail. Leave a message. If I like you, I'll call you back.
Harry, it's Jules. Listen, I got your message. I'll find a way to get you back to the surface, okay? Just hold on. I'm coming.
Sterling?
Sorry I'm late, sir. Nightmare getting here from base.
You've been briefed?
Just the headlines. Suspected incursion of an old underground facility. Didn't know these sites were still in use.
And the Legacy Project is one of our best-kept secrets. We're to ensure it stays that way.
Yes, sir.
Gold Acres of London. May I inquire into your business, sir?
And what's your dissertation about?
How women in the Special Operations Executive got sidelined after the war. My grandmother worked at a secret underground site near here.
I'm still not sure how we can help.
I'm looking for blueprints, floor plans, anything showing the layout of where she worked.
If there are secret sites near here, do you think the plans would be available to just anyone?
Well, no, but...
Sorry, but the City Archives cannot release any blueprints without official authorization.
I don't have time to get the proper...
Let me handle this, Jules.
You again.
And who's this, your uncle?
Not exactly. My credentials.
Oh, apologies for the misunderstanding, Mr. Coyle. You're from...
Exactly.
And what can we do for you?
I need plans. Every building within these streets.
It's almost the whole of the square mile. It'll take hours.
You've got 10 minutes. Send them to my phone. Here's my number.
But that's impossible.
10 minutes.
Of course.
How do you find me, Mr. Coyle?
I've got a track on your phone. It's your only link to Harry. You don't dare switch off. I can help you get him out, if we work together.
And why should I trust you? What's going on, Coyle? If you're from MI5 or whatever, why are you acting alone?
It's safer that way.
I don't understand.
3 weeks ago, I knew nothing about any of this. Then I stumbled across certain files. Our government has been silencing UK citizens to keep the Legacy Project a secret.
The what project?
You don't know. She never told you that's what it was called.
Why are you laughing? My brother's trapped underground. He could be dying.
You really don't know much about your grandmother, do you?
I don't know what to believe. All of a sudden, my little old gran was one of the masterminds behind Britain's war effort.
Yes. And the Legacy Project wasn't just for London. If Germany had invaded, massive bombs hidden beneath major centres, Manchester, Glasgow, Birmingham, would detonate.
The authorities were willing to commit mass suicide to stop Hitler winning.
Of course not. They would have moved to secure facilities somewhere. Inevitably, there would have been many civilian casualties.
But that's madness. Utterly immoral.
We were at war, and we were losing. Any solution seemed better than surrender.
And my grandmother helped design the Legacy Project.
A quiet genius. After the war, she fought for it to be shut down, but the authorities were unwilling to give up their new toy. More devices were installed under major European cities during the Cold War, all linked back to London.
You said people were silenced. Who?
Perhaps people very close to you.
My parents.
A warning to your grandmother. To all those who wanted Legacy shut down.
How do you know all of this?
I told you. I'm cleared to the highest levels. Look, the government want to keep Legacy as an option for future use. I've done a lot of things for Queen and country, but I couldn't be a party to the slaughter of innocent British civilians.
You threatened to blow the whistle.
So they suspended me, pending a review. Jules, I went to see your gran before she died. She mentioned a plan to completely disarm the Legacy Project. I think you and Harry are part of that plan. That's why I sought you out.
I can't believe... No, this is too much.
It's true. All of it. And if you don't help me, Harry will die down there.
You don't know that.
I wasn't going to play you this. It's a call I intercepted a few minutes ago.
Confirm insurgents have penetrated the bunkers. There's no doubt.
They mustn't access the control center. Use deadly force if necessary.
So if they find Harry before we do...
Exactly. Now, let's try and match Rose's map to the archive plans.
Not exactly paradise down here.
They built this place during the Blitz. Comfort wasn't a priority, Sterling. Central line must be right overhead.
So, look at this. In the dust. Dizzy Rules, UK.
The jazz trumpeter?
Rapper. Dizzy Rascal. Funny message for an insurgent to leave behind. Be sure it's not just kids down here.
Kids couldn't get past the security at the bank. And these bunkers are riddled with traps and codes designed to prevent any infiltration.
So the only reason we've got this far...
Exactly. Whoever's ahead of us, whoever we're hunting, is disabling the codes and outwitting the traps. That makes them very dangerous. Legacy team to base. Closing in on live target. Confirm authorization of deadly force.
Confirm authorization. Should kill.
Let's go.
Hi, you've reached my voicemail. Leave a message. If I like you, I'll call you back.
Harry, it's Jules. Don't know if you're getting these messages. Don't even know if you're still alive.
This area is being evacuated. Please, keep moving in an orderly fashion. Thank you.
I just wanted to say, all the times we argued about your conspiracy theories, maybe you were right. Always thought I knew best. But now, not sure who I can trust, or if I can trust anyone.
Jules, over here!
We think we found a way down to you, thanks to Rose's map and some plans from the city archives. Coyle's helping me. He's not the executor. He's MI5. And Rose, well, you won't believe what Rose is, or was. Anyway, we'll be there soon. Promise.
This area is being evacuated. Please, keep moving in an orderly fashion. Thank you.
Excuse me, officer. Can you tell us what's going on here?
It's a small underground explosion. They think it's an old World War II bomb in the basement. The bomb squad's dealing with it.
We need to get into that building.
Sorry, nobody's going in there, not unless it's a matter of life or death.
But this is
We'll come back tomorrow, thanks.
Oh, your Harry's in there.
This area is being evacuated. Please, keep moving in an orderly fashion.
Bomb's a hoax. MI5 must be sealing off all access points to stop Harry escaping.
Got to find another way in.
That was the last entrance marked on the plans.
Rose always had another trick up her sleeve. I'll check her map.
Legacy team to base. Target not sighted yet. Over.
Could they have doubled back?
No, not without passing us.
Whoever's down here was...
Shh. Jules,
it's Harry. Mobile's dying. Don't know how long it'll last. These bunkers seem to go on forever. I keep hearing strange sounds, whispering, even a choir. Then there's these announcements freaking me right out. Listen, here comes another one.
London device now activated. Berlin activated. Moscow activated.
Sounds like Rose, only younger. Wanted to say, I haven't been much of a brother since. You deserve better. Whatever you do, don't come looking for me. This place is a death trap.
Muscle and we open fire.
Okay. Guessing you're not search and rescue?
Not exactly. Name?
Harry Gray. Can show you my ID.
Move.
Hey, whatever you say. You're the ones with guns, not me.
What exactly are you doing down here?
You want the long or short version?
Talk!
Guess it started after Rose, our gran, died. We had to clear out her attic, and while we were looking...
Entrance to the bunkers is somewhere close to this church.
Rose's math isn't more specific.
She preferred puzzles and codes, said it kept her mind active. As I said, every holiday with her was one long treasure hunt.
Sounds idyllic.
I'm getting a message. Listen.
Keep hearing the strange sounds. He's a choir.
It's a lie!
London device now activated. Berlin activated. Moscow activated.
Harry. Harry!
He's gone. Well, good to know he's still alive, but where's the entrance?
Let's check the map again. Symbols sometimes stood for letters on Rose's treasure hunts. Images of water meant the letter C, things like that.
There's a picture of water here. Hard to make out the other four symbols.
At the end, that's a cup of tea.
C... three blurs and a T.
That middle symbol could be a question mark.
It could be anything. This is pointless. Your brother's gonna rot down there.
No! I'm not giving up on Harry. He'd never give up on me.
Jules, I've seen the files. You're the one always bailing him out.
Don't know what you're talking about.
First sniff of an inheritance and Harry came running, didn't he? When was the last time he even bothered to visit Rose?
He's been busy, that's all.
Your brother's a poser. A sort of part-time protester who only goes on marches to pull girls.
You don't know anything about him. About either of us. Why are you being like this?
I'm sorry. It's just... we're so close.
Hang on. Harry's message mentioned the choir. Let's have another look. Question marks always mean the letter Y on Rose's maps. That means the pictograms are spelling out C, something Y, something T.
So?
Could the word mean crypt?
The entrance is under the church.
Come on!
And you can confirm he is the grandson of Rose Gray. Understood. Coyle, out.
What's the verdict, sir?
Base doesn't believe Harry's a threat. Been cautioned a few times at environmental protests, but that's all.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Saving the planet one twig at a time.
Coyle? Is that your name?
Why do you ask?
My sister's with some bloke called Coyle. Said he was the executor, but turns out he's one of your lot.
Our lot? What do you mean?
MI5. Government.
What did he look like?
A tall bloke, ginger, lots of freckles.
Armitage.
It's got to be.
Anyone want to tell me what's going on?
Harry could help us to find Armitage.
Very well. Harry, believe the man you met is an imposter, a rogue MI5 agent. He's using my name.
So what's he want with me and Jules?
3 weeks ago, Armitage murdered three personnel and absconded with MI5 files.
We've been after him for years. He's paranoid, unbalanced, highly dangerous.
The last time I saw him, he was with my sister. He was with Jules.
Jules, did you know you were dead?
Sorry? What's that?
Look at the inscription on this slab.
Juliet Gray. Born 1888, died 1922. That's my great-grandmother. I was named after her. She's buried in Kent. Why is her name on top of this tomb?
Perhaps it's not a tomb. Come on.
It's moving. It's a staircase.
Let's go.
What are you going to do?
Stop
panicking.
Oh, fine. Your sister's not the one in danger.
All devices now linked and active. Standing by. Standing by.
Call your sister. We need to know if Armitage is still with her.
My mobile's nearly out of juice and it struggles to find a signal down here.
Here, use my... Now which way?
Not sure. Let me check down there.
Hello? Hello?
Jules.
Harry! At last!
Jules, where are you? Is Coyle with you?
Oh, he's been helping me. We found a way down into the bunkers. We're in a wood-paneled room. Where are
Listen
you?
Listen to me. He's an imposter. A rogue agent. Jules, he's a killer.
Hello? Hello?
Everything all right?
Coyle! Shouldn't sneak up on people. Scared me half to death.
Sorry. Occupational hazard. That Harry?
Just another message.
He's got her. Armitage has got Jules. They're inside the bunkers.
Did she say where?
I don't know. Wait, she said it was a wood-paneled room?
That's the antechamber to the control room. They're just ahead of us. Right, let's go. You're staying here,
Harry. What the hell I am?
I said you're staying here. This is no place for some weekend eco-warrior. This man's a killer.
Weekend what? What am I meant to do?
Stay there. And try to get a call out if you can. Dial 999 and quote code 74D.
74D. Don't let him hurt Jules!
Someone's coming.
Must be Harry. Harry! We're in here!
Shh. Whatever you do, Jules, don't move.
That's the antechamber, just up ahead. You ready for the study?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go.
One more step, and I blow this young woman's brains out.
Let her go, Armitage.
So you two can execute me? I think not. Not before I complete my mission.
You don't have a mission anymore, Armitage.
On the contrary. I'd say that detonating the Legacy Project would be the mission to end all missions, wouldn't you say, Coyle?
You'll kill millions.
Which is no more than our lords and masters have been doing for decades. Those in power may change, but one government is as sick and corrupt as the next.
You're insane!
This system was built by our own government. You call me insane.
And destroying the society we've strived to protect for so long.
This was built as a last resort, Armitage.
I'm not destroying society. I'm saving it. Yes, a small percentage of people will die, but it's a small price to pay for the benefit of so many billions. A brave new world.
Armitage!
They'd have done the same to me.
Oh, God.
This one isn't dead yet. Think her name's Sterling. That's right, isn't it?
Oh, to hell.
Legacy devices remain active. Standing by for target selection.
On your feet, Sterling. You're coming to the control room with me.
No.
Come on.
No.
Jules, open the door.
You can't see at all.
Slide that panel aside. Should reveal a combination lock of some sort.
You're right. It's massive.
13 dials.
Each with 10 numbers. That's thousands of possible combinations.
More like millions.
To access the control room, you must answer two questions. Firstly, when did Juliet live and die?
Your great-grandmother, Jules. Put in the years of her birth and death.
No.
Well, why don't I just finish this one off, eh? Come on!
Born 1888, died 1922.
Come on. Now enter the code from Gold Ages.
Sterling,
You'll get nothing from me.
Do you want to see Jules executed?
If I give you access to the legacy controls, you could kill millions.
Please.
Sorry, Jules. I can't risk that.
Quite sure?
Please, don't.
I'll give you until the count of three to supply the answer. One.
Sterling, please. I don't want to die.
I can't help him. I can't.
Two.
Gold Acres coat. Gold Acres coat.
Come on.
Oh, could it be 14,360?
Try it. Now, both of you, inside. There. Now, nobody can interrupt us.
Sterling! Sterling! Passed out. She's losing too much blood.
Well, that hardly matters now.
Entering this room has initiated the Legacy Project countdown. You have 100 seconds to select your targets.
Why are you doing this? It's insane!
You, of all people, should understand. Rose certainly did. She knew what the government did in her name was wrong, and she fought back. I'm just doing the same thing.
You're nothing like Rose. She believed in non-violent, peaceful solutions. You're just a psycho.
Jules! You in there?
Harry! Harry!
Another word from you and you're dead.
Jules! You okay? Help get this door open. It's jammed solid.
Over here. We have work to do.
Jules!
You select the first target. Moscow, Berlin, Rome, wherever. I suggested leaving London until last, of course.
Please, you don't have to do this.
Choose a city. Do it.
60 seconds to select your targets. If you do not choose, all the devices will be detonated.
I can't. Kill me if you want, but I won't be a part of this.
So be it. Goodbye, Jules.
Please, don't.
Sorry.
Oh, Jules! You okay?
Sterling! Thought you would...
Oh, I can't believe Armitage didn't search me for a weapon. He always was sloppy.
He's dead.
Better him than us.
40 seconds until devices detonate.
Oh, help me up. We've got to stop this countdown.
Jules! You all right? Jules!
I'm fine, Harry. Just hang on. Now what?
How should I know?
You're the MI5 agent.
Contrary to popular belief, it doesn't make me an expert in defusing bombs.
30 seconds to detonation.
Don't even know where to start. This technology dates back to the war.
But that's good, right? I mean, how complicated can it be?
All right. Let's try pulling out the fuse blocks. Rob the machine of its power. You get those ones, I'll try these.
Get them to budge! They're too corroded!
Oh, it's no good. Damn it!
15 seconds to detonation.
What about pulling out the wires?
Which ones? There's so many.
What do you suggest we do? Smash the machine?
It's worth a try.
10 seconds to detonation.
Come on! Come on, Jules! I'm trying! Come on!
Come on, Jules! It worked!
We did it!
What the fuck?
It's all right, Harry! Everything's gonna be fine now!
Look, an escape pouch. Smells like it leads towards the Thames.
Jules, Harry, if you're hearing this, it means I'm dead. It's 1991. I'm in the bunkers for a reunion. I begged them to decommission Legacy, but nobody will listen. So I've decided to spend the rest of my days training you two to shut this place down completely. Thank you for doing that. and I'm sorry for using you both. Truth be told, I'm sorry for a lot of things.
Rose.
Now, all these bunkers were wired to explode if anyone managed to disable Legacy. Now, you must stop the self-destruct mechanism. Otherwise, you'll never get out alive. The clues you need are hidden elsewhere in the bunkers. If you've made it this far, you've seen everything you need. Good luck, my dears. And...
Great! Now she tells us!
Can't see any other mechanisms in here. Harry, you seeing anything?
A hatchway is just open through here. Guess it's up to me, then.
Harry, no!
Jules, listen. I think I know where the clues are. I'm on the case.
Harry, no!
You risked your life to save me. Now it's my turn. Go. Take Sterling with you. She can get this area back to where
I won't let... I won't let you do this!
You don't have a choice. Get going. I'll see you soon.
Harry! Harry!
Come on, Jules. We got to go.
Love you, Harry! Love you!
Good luck, my dears, and goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
In Legacy, Jules was played by Jenny Hulse, Harry Samuel Jameson, Sterling Kim Gerard, Rose Joanna Tope, Armitage Nick Underwood, Coyle Robin Lang. Legacy was written by David Bishop and devised and directed by David Ian Neville.